ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೇ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಿಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸುಂದರಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 28. ಸೀತಾ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕ್ವಿಟ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ. ದ ಕ್ರೂಲ್ ಟಾನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾವಣ ಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ದ ಟೆಂಡರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೀತಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಶಿ ಟ್ರೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅನ್ ಟು ಅ ಹೈಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮರ್ಸಿಲೆಸ್ ಗ್ರಿಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಲಿ ಲಯನ್. Timid by nature, hemmed in on all sides by frightful demons and apprehending the worst from the words of Ravana, she looked like a young innocent girl abandoned in the dark woods by her people all through the stress of terrible famine. Her grief found a vent in sobs and lamentations. Alas, is it that I had laid up not even an atom of merit in my past births? Threatened, tortured in every way by these fiends, yet my life currents course on. Death draws near no man whose karmic account has not been finally adjusted in this birth. So say the wise, and it is true. Ha! Woe is me! Without the slightest gleam of happiness to break this dark monotony of sorrow at the mercy of an eternity of gloom and misery. Yet my heart is not shivered to atoms like lofty mountain peaks at the touch of Indra's bolt. So I am not wrong in concluding that I have come upon the secret of eternal life. What prevents me from quitting my hold upon life rather than taking arms is eating my heart out with suffering. But such a course is considered most heinous. Well, well, some day or another, I meet my fate in the hands of Ravana, and I see no crime, no sin in taking my life into my hands rather than place it in his. The holy scriptures say, save your life. Then why not I do so by yielding to my captor? Alas, the Brahmana is powerless to initiate the other castes in the mysteries of the Vedic mantras. Even so, my heart cannot now or ever incline towards Ravana. If within the short space of 2 months Rama comes not here, Ravana will chop me to pieces most relentlessly, even as a surgeon cuts to pieces the limbs of a stillborn babe in the womb. A thief, having come under the clutches of offense to the king, immured in a dark dungeon, heavily chained and condemned to death when the first rays of the morning would kiss the sleeping earth, will die 1,000 times over, ever thinking of his fate. Even so, my body quakes with intense terror as I think again and again that the 2 months of respite are slowly but surely drawing to an end. Like a stately ship gradually drawn beneath the waves by a huge whirlwind, I, the most sinful of my kind, draw near my own extinction. Ha, Rama, your name loudly proclaims endless bliss and all delights to him who beholds your beautiful countenance. But is it beyond your limits to put away grief from me and bring joy and peace to my heart? O Lakshmana, do you remember the last words of your mother to you on the eve of your self-imposed exile to the forests? Look upon Sita as my own self. You cannot afford to forget it even if Rama should choose to do so. I am not a mother to you, and you care not to know what has become of me. Ah, my mother Sumitra, to whom the innermost secrets of the Lord are an open book. Behold your son forget your well-meant counsel and abandon me, his mother, to hopeless sorrow and misery. It ill becomes you to look upon it with callous eyes. Mother Kaushalya, you send me to the dark forest along with your son, trusting in his deep love for me and valiant right arm to fend me from all evil. Know ye not that ye have betrayed your trust? I reck not if all those do turn away their hearts from me. But Mother Earth, my own mother, she that bore me in her womb, you too treat me with this cruel indifference. It is not the nature of things to be so. Or, like 2 mighty lions consumed to nothing by a crushing thunderbolt, is it possible that the mighty princes were done to death by treachery by that Maricha in the guise of a deer? Else, they would have flown hither on the wings of thought to ward off danger and disgrace from me. Nay, how could a wretch of a Rakshasa be given a power over the lives of Rama and Lakshmana? So it is but the spirit of time that has come to me as a golden deer and made fool of this most luckless of mortals. Else would I be a fool enough to send Rama away on a wild goose chase and Lakshmana to bring him back? Rama, with a face like unto the orbed moon and mighty arms long and shapely, Rama, ever dear unto the hearts of all beings, Rama, to whom truth and justice is a law. Alas, you know not that I go to meet my death in the hands of the Rakshasas. Am I the only luckless creature to whom it is denied to behold your dear face? Are your arms weak and powerless to ward off danger and death from me? Do you believe for a moment that you are justified in bearing the name Rama when you cannot wipe away my tears and give me peace and happiness? Rama, the Lord Narayana is a chosen deity of your worship. Do I not pour my prayers unto him too? Again, do I in my wildest dreams ever know another god but yourself to protect me and fulfill my heart's wishes? It is but light work for me to consume this Rakshasa brood in the worlds, to dust and ashes by the fire of my wifely fidelity. But I have taken my refuge in you and have made myself over unto you to do as you will. Then I have shaken off every shed of responsibility and care, and it is all upon your shoulders. Nay, should I ever lift a finger in my defense, it will be fatal to the principle of self-surrender. And what is worse, it will be fatal to the vow that you had taken. That and nothing else is the reason why I bear patiently these insults, tortures, and agonies. What stayed me from leading a life of comfort, luxury, peace, and happiness at Ayodhya? If I but care to waste a glance at Ravana, the countless worlds and everything they hold are at my feet. My soul never hankered after them. It prayed and yearned to follow you through the world and share the dangers and difficulties of your exile here in the woods. And now I am held here in durance vile, dust and dirt, my royal couch. I can lay my hand upon my heart and say it has never strayed from the path of rectitude, even for a moment. Alas, they go to waste, my good deeds, words and thoughts, even as benefits shower upon an ungrateful man. The words of our scriptures and the great ones that expound them, that the worlds of light are ever open to those who lay merit by righteousness and service, are they but vain talk and deceitful? When you have abandoned me quiet, no hopes have I of ever beholding you again. My hungry soul has wasted my feeble frame and turned it wan and woebegone. You are my Lord, you are my God. I have gone through the course of duty, but they have proven barren and have borne only bitter fruit. Perhaps you will keep your word passed unto your father, whose command sent you to the dark woods. You have gone back to Ayodhya. Danger and difficulty you have put behind you. The crown of the Ikshvaku sits upon your royal brow, and your life is a dream of delight in the company of royal dames of large and lustrous eyes. But alas, misfortune and ill luck have marked me as their own. Vows, fasts, penances, austerities, all have left me nothing in the shape of peace and happiness. The broad words cannot bound my love unto you, and it has brought me to my death. So here I take the road that leads to the dark and gloomy halls of death. Here do I put an end to this wretched life of mine. Poison or weapon, are they the easiest messengers of death? But I see around me no kindly soul to place them in my hands. And I can lay my finger upon each and every means of befouling myself and send it to perdition. This nest of sinners is an utter stranger to the means of guiding my steps along the path of light. Thus, in many a way did Janaki wail, lament, and bemoan herself, her face dry and woeful under the insufferable taunts and insults of the Rakshasis. Then she bethought herself that it was incumbent upon her to seek refuge in the arms of death before her cruel captors awoke. So, her heart, her soul, her thoughts centered upon Rama, she drew near to the foot of the Simshupa tree, in whose leafy shelter Maruti lay hid. She took counsel with herself as to the method of doing away with herself. I shall twine this braid of mine round yon low branch, and it shall be the rope to hang me. I will shake off misery and sorrow from me, and in a thrice enter the mansions of death. And the Lady Sita, delicate of limb, like the soft-petaled flowers, stood grasping the welcome bough that was to bear her soul aloft to its home on high. But a thought stayed her mind. None knows better than myself the might and power of Rama. Is it just on my part to lose faith in him and take my life into my hands? Maybe he has put up all patiently with 1,001 affronts of his enemy through his boundless love and compassion. But Lakshmana does not share with him this trial. He who was all on fire to deal destruction to Dasharatha, his father, and Bharata, his brother. So I shall not rush foolishly into the arms of death without due thought. And then the rays of which I came, of the Janakas, her pure, her spotless, and I the wretch to blot it fully for all time. And as she was debating with herself thus, she beheld many a sign, many an omen, good and auspicious. They were known to bring peace and prosperity to the hearts of men and put away sorrow from them. And they seemed to tell her, "What have you to do with grief and misery thereafter? Take heart, all is well with you." Mangalam Koshlindraya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.